dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, River Thicks. My name is Boma Geoffrey Thubi. I am a legal practitioner and lecturer with the Faculty of Law, River State University, River State, Nigeria, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechinyesu-Wike, the initiator of River Thicks.
Greetings to all the wonderful people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Thicks on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that democracy is only a system. Humans are to make it work. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day of Democracy. The International Day of Democracy provides an opportunity to review the state of democracy in the world. Democracy is as much a process as a goal, and only with the full participation of and support by the international community, national governing bodies, civil society organizations, and individuals can the ideal of democracy be made into a reality to be enjoyed by everyone, everywhere. The values of freedom, respect for human rights, and the principle of holding periodic and genuine elections by universal suffrage are essential elements of democracy. In turn, democracy provides a natural environment for the protection and effective realization of human rights. The link between democracy and human rights is captured in Article 21, Sub 3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states, and I quote, "The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. This will shall be expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held by secret vote or by equivalent free voting procedures," unquote. Democracy and democratic governance in particular means that people's human rights and fundamental freedoms are respected, promoted, and fulfilled, allowing them to live with dignity. People have a say in decisions that affect their lives and can hold decision makers to account based on inclusive and fair rules, institutions, and practices that govern social interactions. Women are equal partners with men in private and public spheres of life and decision making, and all people are free from discrimination based on race, ethnicity, class, gender, or any other attribute. Democratic governance feeds into economic and social policies that are responsive to people's needs and aspirations. Such policies aim at eradicating poverty and expanding the choices that people have in their lives, as well as respecting the needs of future generations. In essence, therefore, democratic governance is the process of creating and sustaining an environment for inclusive and responsive political processes. As we listen to our guest speaker, Mrs. Boma Thubi, legal practitioner and law lecturer at the River State University, let us understand and practice democracy at family and community levels as a set of values and principles that should be followed for greater participation, equality, security, and human development. A progressive Rivers people, please remember to let your manners speak for you always. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Boma Geoffrey to be your host for today. I will be speaking on the topic International Day of Democracy 2018. This year's theme is Democracy Under Strain, Solutions for a Changing World. By way of introduction, I want to say that every country interprets the meaning of democracy in their own particular way. And so we see a very large spectrum of democratic governments in existence around the globe, from a wide range of different diverse geopolitical atmospheres. However, for better understanding of today's discuss, we need a basic definition here that will help us understand why the world is celebrating and why Nigeria and Rivers State is also celebrating the International Day of Democracy. So what is democracy, you may ask? Democracy is a political system of government which allows people or citizens to exercise power by voting. In other words, the people elect their own representatives, those to rule over them by themselves. So to say the same thing differently, I am saying that democracy is a system of government where the citizens directly exercise their power and have the right to elect government representatives who collectively create a government for the entire nation. So, democracy can safely be said to be a government by the people. Under a democratic government or system, certain rights are enjoyed. And these are basic rights that are internationally recognized and guaranteed. These rights that we're about to enumerate are the basis of a meaningful democracy, and they are internationally recognized and guaranteed under various national, regional, and international instruments. These rights are as follows, but are not limited to this. First, you have a freedom of expression or freedom of speech under a democratic system. You're also free to associate. You are equal before the law. You have a right to vote and be voted for. You also have a right to choose a representative. You have a right to periodic, genuine, free and fair elections, and a right to achieve active participation in politics and civic life as a citizen. You have a right to protection of your human rights, and also a right to a rule of law in which the laws and procedures apply equally to all citizens. These are some of the rights you enjoy under a democratic setup. Now, what are the characteristics of a democracy? Democracy rests upon fundamental principles. For example, principle of majority rule, the principle of individual rights. But it is not uniformly practiced. This is why countries that practice this form of government do not have any single model or share common features of democracy. So looking at the preamble of the resolution of the United Nations General Assembly to observe an International Day of Democracy, we can better understand the character of democratic system. The preamble affirms, I quote, "While democracies share common features, there is no single model of democracy, and that democracy does not belong to any country or region. Democracy is a universal value based on the freely expressed will of the people to determine their own political, economic, social, and cultural systems, and their full participation in all aspects of life. So therefore, it is emphasized that democracy is as much a process as a goal, and it is only with the full participation of the international community, the national governing bodies, the civil society, and individuals can the ideals and values of democracy be made into reality to be enjoyed by everyone, everywhere. So these values, as we have stated, are further preserved, like I said, in documents that will give it authenticity. For example, you have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This document is further developed into the International Declaration on Civil and Political Rights. These two international documents, which enshrines a whole lot of political rights and civil liberties, underpins the true meaning of democracy. I give you an example under Article 21 sub 3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That document says, "The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government, expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be held by secret vote or by equivalent free voting procedures." So you can see, under a democratic system, you are free to vote. It is a right. You are free to have an express periodic and genuine participation in electoral matters. Because of this unique character of democracy, or distinct feature of democracy, the system suffers some strains or challenges across the globe, in addition to new emerging changes and developments in the world. This was clearly expressed by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who said, Democracy faces systemic challenges and showing greater strain than at any time in decades. This is why this International Day should make us look for ways to invigorate democracy. So he is quite right, because democracy is indeed suffering very serious challenges that could mar the benefits. What are some of these challenges? They are economic, they are political, we have marginalizations, and uninclusive government, which disallows the young and marginalized into political systems. We have issues of corruption across the globe, erosion of rights, we have issues of climate change, and a lack of innovative procedure to tackle this. We have migration issues, we have security and threat to peace, and then we also have new emerging technologies and their emerging challenges. Not to mention is also the issue of manipulation of electoral processes. All of these challenges make democratic institutions vulnerable to setbacks, a huge threat indeed to the system. Thus, the enthusiasm for democracy is decreased, is waning across the globe. Research shows that many are in doubt about its ability to address contemporary problems of providing basic rights, peace, security, and broad-based human development. Indeed, the world is under a global challenge that truly threatens peace. Therefore, to help invigorate democratic principles and values, the United Nations took a bold step in November 2007, precisely on the 8th, to adopt the 15th day of September annually to commemorate the International Day of Democracy. This day is observed by all UN member states to reflect and preserve democracy. Nigeria, like all other democratic countries who are members of the United Nations, also celebrate the International Day of Democracy. We have enjoyed democracy for about 19 years now. This year, 2018, we share in the celebration on the 15th of September 2018. And the theme of this year's celebration is, like I said earlier, Democracy Under Strain, Solutions for a Changing World. Now, why do we need to participate? What is the purpose of this celebration? This celebration is going to help to promote and uphold the principles of democracy. It is also going to help raise proper awareness, public awareness of what democratic values are and indeed what they should be. It will help us seek ways to invigorate and use democracy to provide answers to the changes enumerated above, and to encourage government to strengthen, review, and consolidate democracy. So, my dear listeners, what can you do to be a part of this celebration? When we return, we will tell you what you can do and how you can support this celebration. So let's go on a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Don't sit. There are things to be done. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here.
A bright future for our children is a pillar of responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
You're welcome back, listeners. If you are just tuning in, this is River Ethics on Radio, and I am Boma Geoffrey Tobi, your host for today. I have been speaking on International Day of Democracy, with the theme Democracy Under Strain: Solutions for a Changing World. Before we went on a break, we had just discussed the purpose for this celebration and why Nigeria celebrates with international community. And so, how are you, the citizen of Nigeria, citizen of the state, River State, how can you be a part of this celebration? People, organizations worldwide, government and non-governmental agencies are holding various initiatives to help promote and sensitize public discourses, talks, conferences, press conferences to help create awareness of this International Day of Democracy. So you too can be a part of this. Your investment of time, resource, money will help develop democracy in Nigeria, help create proper awareness, especially to those who do not properly understand what democracy is all about, or to those who are less informed by way of lack of education. And this will help to build our nation and make it better. There is even an initiative that is petitioning the United Nations right now to equally adopt a day as the Global Day of Democracy and probably make it a public holiday. This shows you the importance and how important this day is. Way back in 2007, like I said earlier, the United Nations adopted this day as an International Day of Democracy, and it was first celebrated in 2008, a very significant and remarkable year that marked the 20th anniversary of the first international conference on new and restored democracies. Now, that conference gave people a change of focus on how well to promote and consolidate democracies worldwide. The United Nations thus put a call on governments during this celebration to strengthen their national governments devoted to promoting and consolidating democracy. It also calls on intergovernmental organizations to share their experiences in promoting democracy. This is so because the United Nations believes that human rights and the rule of law are best protected in democratic societies, and that democracy itself is the product of a strong, active, and vocal civil society. The UN Sustainable Development Goal 16, under the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, addressed the issue of democracy, recognizing the indivisible links between peaceful societies and effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions. All of this add up to the UN's goal of achieving peace, human rights, and development in the world. I'm sure you're wondering what you can do and why is this celebration important to Nigeria. Well, like you have heard, we should celebrate democracy in Nigeria, celebrate with international community, because Nigeria is a member of the United Nations, and as a member state of the UN, we are one of the states that should celebrate this International Day of Democracy. Again, for 19 years now, Nigeria have practiced democracy as a form of government. So in all, Nigeria have enjoyed democratic rule for about 19 years, though with a checkered history. Before this time, Nigeria have had its fair share of problems. After independence, Nigeria experienced a civil war, and this civil war ushered in military rule. Military rule stayed with us for about 3 decades, save for the democratic interlude of 1979 to 1983. This period witnessed some form of military dictatorship. Like you know, dictatorship brings a lot of rule of law issues, resulting to outbreaks of violence. Several human rights violations were recorded. There were so many deaths resulting from assassinations, which were common at this time. There were also ethnic conflicts, destructive rioting, corruption, and the list is endless. This was the situation until Chief Moshood Abiola emerged in 1993 as the winner of the presidential election, and was subsequently annulled amidst strong international condemnation. So these issues pushed up a lot of political unrest in Nigeria, which continued for several years under a series of military rulerships, before the plan was finally put in place to hold elections and to transmit to civilian control on 29th May 1999. and Nigeria presently still enjoys democratic system of government. So, should you not be a part of this? Should you not be thankful that we have a democratic setup that has helped to preserve our rights, that have helped to preserve human rights that are preserved in international documents? So, we invite you to share in this opportunity of celebrating democracy and basic human rights, as well as help to educate and sensitize others. River State is also not an exception. We must join hands with River Ethics to sensitize all to rise up to this occasion, to add our voices to the sustenance and invigoration of democracy. Now, why is it important that we defend democratic rule or democratic values? Some of the reasons why we must do this are that the issues of climate change, environmental degradation today is on the rise. It is system of democracy that can be best used as a tool to protect our environment. But for this to happen, it must work properly. And so when you understand the issues as a citizen, when you understand the values of democracy, you will be in a better place to apply yourself to enhance these values. Again, defending democracy means that you are supporting the vulnerable and the marginalized in society. And that means that you are also helping to close the huge gap between the rich, the poor, the electorate, and all those who ought to enjoy and participate in the gains of democracy. You are also giving hope to the voiceless when you defend democracy. Again, as a nation, we will help build a future, a better future for Nigeria, if we defend and uphold the principles of democracy. We cannot make real progress if we do not join hands to defend democratic values as a people, and no meaningful progress can be achieved. Let's go on a short break again, and when we come back, we will conclude.
Why do we have to fight ourselves, my friend? A neighbor is a friend. Let's pull together and live as one. A neighbor is a friend. Yes, your neighbor is your friend. Your neighbor is your friend. So let it be.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other.
Welcome back. So by way of conclusion, we have been talking on the theme Democracy Under Strain: Solutions for a Changing World. This is in view of the International Day of Democracy 2018 that is going to be held on the 15th of September this year. Granted that democracy is currently under threat, like we have enumerated, it remains an ideal and a best possible governance system. Why do we say this? The values of democracy, if upheld and preserved, help to implement the fundamental principles of human rights and equality, as well as dignity of persons, and this aids the preservation of human rights. The whole essence of living is when you are able to exercise your right as a human. And so thankfully, democracy is still resilient in the face of its many challenges. Thus, we use this medium to inform and to sensitize all Nigerians and Riverians to join in this celebration. So what can you do? First, we encourage you to avoid corruption, avoid unethical practices and abuses of human rights that erode democratic principles. We call on you this morning to promote democracy by sensitizing others to be law-abiding, especially with the upcoming general elections in Nigeria and River State. We encourage you to be ready to vote and exercise your power in electing credible leaders as citizens of Nigeria and River State respectively. We also enjoin you to support the government at all levels and be good citizens of our great nation, Nigeria. Join the international community today. Join the good people of River State, the Gardens and Peaceful City. Join Her Excellency, Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike of Rev Ethics today. And don't go away. Always tune in regularly on Rev Ethics for more editions. Thank you for listening.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Rev Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Rev Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to revethics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.